You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Not a sore loser. Let's get that straight. George McGovern always went down gracefully, speaking here just before the end of his life.
I've always believed that we live in the greatest country on earth. I don't say that in any display of patriotism, false patriotism. I say it because I truly believe.
Not enough people believed in George McGovern when he ran for president back in 1972 for him to avoid a historic landslide challenging Richard Nixon. But the valiant Democrat who came in after Bobby Kennedy was shot and killed, Hubert Humphrey was discredited in 1968, and Eugene McCarthy stepped too far out on the left fringe, George McGovern fought the good fight against the war in Vietnam, against Nixon's peace plan, and Nixon's plan of Vietnamization, a slow occupation of South Vietnam with a brutal air assault on the North.
It will not save American lives. It will doubtless claim more American lives. It will not release American prisoners. It only tightens the locks on their cells. It won't prevent a bloodbath. The bloodbath is on now. The only purpose of this dangerous new escalation is to keep General Tu in power a little longer and perhaps to save the president's face a little longer.
General Tu, the South Vietnamese puppet president who was eventually swept away by the North, as was Nixon's policy, and Nixon himself.
I want every single one of you to remember, and never forget it, that if we push the day of peace just one day closer, then every minute and every hour and every bone-crushing effort in this campaign was worth the entire sacrifice.
That's George McGovern speaking after he lost in 1972, a humiliating defeat. But McGovern himself was never humiliated.
So let us play the proper role of the loyal opposition, and let us play it in those familiar words from Isaiah that I've quoted so frequently. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God bless you. Good night.
Echoes of 1972.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away.
George McGovern died yesterday morning. He'd been failing for a long time, but the 90-year-old who always remained loyal to party and country, who was vindicated by Watergate and the tactics used against him in the 1972 campaign by President Nixon, since 1972... the Democratic Party has pulled its punches in opposition, pulling to the center. But George McGovern never did.
These are the kind of people whose hearts bleed when they think about young men dying in useless and mistaken wars.
Former South Dakota senator and 1972 presidential candidate George McGovern died over the weekend at the age of 90.
Caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye.